want to thank the Lord for what he's doing for me this week. I had, been really up here for so long. I was really happy and made a lot of friends. But then I remembered my friends from college. They started back to college, and I was missing them. And I got in a really deep depression. I started missing my friends. I was still happy, but I was just missing them. There's something missing in my life, my friends. And then I got in such a depression that I let Satan come into me and tempt me, going, just think, if you were back in college right now, you'd be getting ready to go out. Wouldn't that be fun? And I said to myself, I just started going, oh, I can't let this happen. I want to live for the Lord. I'm not going to let anything happen. Then I remembered what Sister Ruby had said that morning. The best time to pray is when you least feel like it. So I came into the prayer room. I was by myself. I prayed for a few minutes because I had some extra time. And the Lord just came to me and said, you don't need those things to be happy. You have me. That's all you need to be happy in the world. And I started thinking, going, thank you, Lord. And I left. And the next few days, we had started reading Matthew 24 and 25. Thinking about the end of the world and about what's going to happen to those that aren't saved. And that just really just lifted my soul up, because it made me realize when the end of the world comes, it's going to be so horrible. But why should I worry? I'm going to be in heaven rejoicing. The Lord's just going to fill me and just make my life happy. I'm willing to give up all my earthly pleasures now for just a lifetime, just for an eternity of heavenly treasures when I die. I just want to thank the Lord for that, because it's truly greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Special number. Good to have that now.
Oh,
One never knows how a Pentecostal meeting is going to end, and so maybe I ought to just to take advantage of this moment and announce that our meeting tomorrow morning will begin at 9:45. The reason for that is that we are desirous of enabling our palace staff to be able to join us as soon as possible. But that does not mean, I repeat it again, that you cannot come here as early as you wish and wait upon God and pray and seek Him and prepare your hearts. You know, they that seek find, and God will indeed manifest Himself to you. We have been asked, someone has asked, about the married women's retreat and would like to have information about it. I would just simply like to say that it's going to be held the first weekend of November. The first weekend of November, and if you want any further details, why, you can get them from our sister Inez. All of these retreats, every one of them, which we have throughout the winter months, have been initiated upon demand. We've never scheduled things ourselves and then sent out word, this is what we're going to do, and won't you please come? But rather, there has been the request from people themselves, and that's how these retreats have developed through the years. Actually, the first retreat was a business women's retreat 20 years ago, and when a number of the business women in New York asked my wife, couldn't they come up here and have a retreat in the winter time, a time of prayer? They established the standards themselves. We did not have anything to do with that. They themselves said, well, no sporting activities whatsoever, no ice skating, no skiing, none of these things. We're there to wait upon God, to meditate upon His Word, to pray. And so, as I say, they set the standard. And then it wasn't too long after that, a year or two, when the men came in, and they said they wanted to retreat. I'm going to let our brother Stalby in just a minute speak about that, because brother Stalby has been the one who has been taking care of all of the business for quite a number of years now with regard to the winter retreats. He gets out the invitations and takes care of the registration and everything else, and the men just look to him. And I'll just ask him to say a word about that. But as the time went on with these women's retreats, why, some of the women said, listen, a lot of those of us who come are married women, and our problems are a little bit different from some of the single women. And so they began to ask. Among them was Mrs. Liebman and Mrs. Corrigan. And they began to say, can't we have our own retreat? And so that's how the married women's retreat got afoot. And so then when the married women came, they said, well, we ought to get our husbands up here. And so we ought to have a couples retreat. And so one thing led to another. And after a time, one of our Sunday school teachers in the Ridgewood Church said, well, we ought to have a retreat for the teenage girls that are in my Sunday school class and any other teenage girls that want to come. And so that was initiated likewise. And again, the same standards were set up. It's a time of prayer, a time of waiting upon the Lord, just like we have here in the Labor Day weekend retreat. And I'm so thankful that God has done this for us and has caused the blessing to come. And it was such a surprise to all concerned how the teenage girls really responded. Of course, there were some who weren't enthusiastic, but the majority were, so they wanted it the next year and the next year. And then, of course, as is so often the case, the men followed suit, and our brother Tom Barnes said, well, why shouldn't the boys have a teenage retreat, too? And so he initiated that and began to get recruits for that. And this is the way that our winter retreats have developed. We've had some individual church retreats, too, throughout the years. We have a group that is wanting to come for the entire second week of November from Ontario, Canada, not too far from Toronto. And so one follows another. We've been so happy the way in which the Lord has blessed as far as these retreats are concerned. Among some of the most numerous and faithful followers have been those who have come from Buffalo. And we have some here tonight of that group, but we've had a number at the Married Women's Retreat, a number at the Men's Retreat, and we want you to know that these retreats are really open to anyone who desires to come, providing we have the capacity. We don't have the same capacity in the winter time as we do in the summertime. But the Lord always seems to get folks here who have a real hunger and desire to come. And I'll just ask our brother Stalby to just say a word about the men's retreat. He can tell you when it's going to be, and if you're interested, why, you can see him and make your reservation with him, or have him put you on his mailing list. Come, Brother Stalby, speak your word, all right?
Listening to what Brother Gardner said, describing the retreat, he used the word everything else with regard to me, and I assure you that's not the case. I have a lot of helpers, and I don't know how many of you have been to these retreats. I know some of the men I'm quite familiar with. But there's a lot of benefit to coming to a retreat, and there's a lot that goes into it. And I think I just want to take a minute or two to just elaborate on it, because I don't think I've ever had the chance, such a select group of people, to say anything. But I realize that my job, my part, is very small. I recognize that the entire camp staff has been praying weeks before we get here. Sister Caroline works with me in making the arrangements, and it's an amazing thing. She goes over that list to make sure that she has the right people in the right rooms, and there's quite a bit of effort that's gone in to do that. And I know there are many churches and people on an individual basis each year as these retreats come along, pray for them. Now, what does that all mean to us? Well, some of us, I guess, are very busy and perhaps don't have a time to spend in the protracted a period of prayer for these retreats, so we just sort of step into it. And it's amazing and wonderful how God moves in that short period of time that we have. The men's retreat, as we've mentioned, is typically on the Thanksgiving weekend. We have it on a Friday, all day Saturday, and part of Sunday. And they are very compressed meetings, and the Lord really moves. And as has been mentioned even earlier, that sometimes the results are not forthcoming at the retreat, but maybe a week or two or three or a month later, the results, the seeds that have been planted, are forthcoming in the life of an individual. I made a count one time and see how many different men have come to these retreats since they've started, at least since I have records, and I go back about 10 years thereabouts in the records I have, over 300 different people. We have a lot of repeaters. Myself, I've been every time. But over 300 different men have come to these retreats over the years. And not every, the group is not the same each year, as though some are here who can testify to that. There are different men, different walks of life, different ages, different circumstances, different situations. But God works in a wonderful and a marvelous way. And my own life, I know I can say very singularly, though Pilgrim Camp has changed my life dramatically, the men's retreats have really done an awful lot in my life to sharpen my focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, to get more of a strength, of a feeling for His plan for my life and the course of that life in his will. I am very grateful for the camp staff. There's a lot of work that they do. Sister Inez helps also with the bookkeeping. I could name, I hope I don't leave out any names. This is a tough thing when you start going down a list. It always happens, you leave out one. But since we're all Christians, we don't have sensitive feelings, right? If there are men here who have never heard of this before or are interested in it, I'd be happy to take your name. I try to make it a first-come, first-served basis, and I'd be happy to put your name on the mailing list. We do mail out to quite a few churches so they can post that on the bulletin board. And I'm sure that if you consider this, it's not that it's a fun thing in a sense of relaxation, because really I don't think we ever find it to be that way. It's intense, and it's really the Lord working in our lives, and of course the benefits are great. But God always seems to bring the right people each time. And so as you're in prayer for this man, if you feel that this is something that perhaps you would like to explore further and deepening your walk with Christ, well, as you pray about it, I'm sure that the Holy Spirit will help lead you to make the right choice at the right retreat. We have them once a year at Thanksgiving, as I said. Sometimes we've been fortunate to squeeze one in the spring, but as you've heard this big lineup of retreats, there isn't much spare room in the spring for another retreat, so it's kind of tough to have two in a year. But it's a wonderful thing, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to have to say a few words with regard to all those who've worked with us in the past to make these retreats. And I use the word successful. I think you understand the term, in the sense that I mean success, because it has benefited many men over the years. Thank you so much for each of you who have helped in this thing.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus shall lead me.
Go.